Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My heart's receptive. My mind is ready. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Oh, can you praise Him today? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, open your Bible to Joshua chapter 1. Get your notepad out and take some notes along with me today. We are lifelong learners. I'm talking to you today, or with you today, about how to build resilience in our life in these difficult days. This last year has been the most difficult year of my life, personally. You're like me, I think we can agree. I think it's not a greater topic that we can talk about on how to build resilience in the days that we're living in. Resilience is defined as bounce back from setbacks. Many of us have had what looks like a setback this year. But you and I, because of God in us, the greater one, we have a different perspective. We're going to bounce back from setbacks. Resilience is bounce back ability. The greater your resilience, you can find out how strong you are in the area of bounce back ability on how long it takes you to bounce back. You know, things happen to all of us, disappointments, adversity, challenges. But at Church on the Rock, our culture is we are energized by change and challenge. Can you say that with me? We are energized by change and challenge. So our bounce back ability, the ability to face adversity in the face and adjust, adapt, correct, learn, grow, apply, and move forward to our future. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from a setback. It's the ability to not run from trouble, not run from problems, not run from pressure. It takes pressure, right, for an oyster to become a pearl. You and I cannot become who God wants us to become without adversity. Adversity is a way of life. When it comes, you and I face it with the greater one on the inside of us. Knowing that it's coming, you and I face it face to face, heads up. And we adjust, we adapt, we correct, we learn, we grow, and move forward towards our future. In the Bible, you don't find the word resilience, but you do find its sister, which is courage. Courage is an inward strength. Courage is an inward attitude of strength that leads to bold, risky action on the outside. Courage is an inner strength that motivates and leads to bold, risky action on the outside. So how do I know how resilient I am? How long does it take me to recover? How long does it take me to recoup? Do I pout overnight? Do I give my husband a burnt sacrifice? You know what that means, a burnt breakfast? Do I pout for 2 or 3 days? Well, then I'm not very strong or highly developed in the area of resilience. I have a mental toughness coach. I've had him for several years. And he's taught me over the last few years. He's a sports psychologist and in the business world as well. And he's taught me, he said, Dave, you know how tough your mental attitude is on how long it takes you to go from the negative to the positive. From the negative to the positive. From the negative to the positive. You know how strong your mental attitude is on how long it takes you to bounce back from a setback. If it takes you 2 or 3 days to pout and feel sorry for yourself, then you're not developed. But the quicker we can bounce back from a setback, the quicker that we can adjust and adapt to adversity, learn, grow, move on towards our future, the more developed we are with resilience. You and I will never get to where God wants us to go without highly developed resilience in our life. Because God wants to take you where you've never been before. And to go there, you and I will have to be uncomfortable. You and I will have to be uncomfortable. If I'm not doing something tomorrow that's uncomfortable, then I'm not growing. Somebody said, no pain, no gain. We're living in a culture right now where a lot of young parents are making a major mistake. They're trying to prepare the road for their children when they should be preparing their children for the road. Did you get that? They're trying to prepare the road for their children when we should be preparing the children for the road. All of us are on this road called life. It's full of chuck holes, bumps, detours, distractions, hurt, and pain. Our Heavenly Father doesn't make life easy for me, but my Heavenly Father equips me to win in life, not be a victim, but a victor. He equips us to face our daily adversity, change, and challenge, and be up for the road. Not that the road's prepared for us, but God's preparing, chiseling, equipping, sanding, grooming, training, teaching each one of us for the road that's ahead. The road that you and I are on is full of mistakes. It's full of failures. Somebody said the road to success is full of failure. But when you and I fail, we are not failures. When you and I fail, we are not failures, because a person with a resilient mind learns from their losses, makes everything a lesson and takes the positive from the negative and pushes forward to their future that God has for them. Can I have a witness in the house? Sure do love you and also like you. You're my kind of people. Amen, everybody. So it's important then that this friend of mine, I said to him, how did the year go for your clients? He has many clients in the sports field, the business field. He said, Dave, all of my clients said it was the best year of their life. I said, what was the key? He said, two things. Every day they had a mental workout, and every day they had a physical workout. Every day they had a mental workout, every day they had a physical workout. He said, those who did that, they not only got through this last year, but they came through making it the best year of their life. Isn't it interesting? Steve Jobs would say, when you get up in the morning and look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, change it. When you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, change it. You know, we have the great opportunity today, the freedom of choice. We can choose to be a victim or a victor. We can choose to be wishy-washy and waver, or strong and confident with courage and be resilient, face our adversities, adapt, right? Change, adjust, learn, and grow, and move forward to our future. That's huge. I'm driving through Starbucks on Friday. I'm on my way to Daniel, my son's house, to work out. I go through Starbucks and I get up to the window and there's a young man there. He said, hey, dude, what are you going to do? I said, I'm getting ready to go work out with my son. He said, how cool is that? He said, you know, I work out. I said, awesome. Where do you go? He told me the gym. He said, do you know I lost 100 pounds this last year of COVID? I said, what are you on, dude? What are you taking? He said, no. He said, I lost 100 pounds. I said, did it change your life? I won't tell you the few words he said at the beginning. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, he said, it changed my life. He said, he called me Pop. Pop, it changed my life. And not only that, my relationships, my salary, my outlook, everything. What did he do? He got up one day in COVID, looked in the mirror and said, I don't like it. And he changed it. Lose 100 pounds in 1 year. Let's give it up for that dude. Amen. So a mental workout and a physical workout. A mental workout and a physical workout. How does that translate into my spiritual walk? Well, for you and I, a mental workout would be meditating on God's word every day. Meditating on God's word every day. Now, in the secular, an example, great one, of resilience is Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison. He failed his way to success. Amazing. In the Bible, a great illustration of resilience is Joseph the dreamer. I'm going to talk about him next weekend. When you look at Joseph's life in the book of Genesis, you'll see one phrase that keeps being repeated all through the story. And that phrase is this: and he remembered the dream. And he remembered the dream. And he remembered the dream. Oh my goodness. People who are resilient and have resilience, that's one of the characteristics they have, is a dream that's clear from God. Another example in the Bible of someone who was resilient is Joshua. Joshua. So let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Let's look at verses 6 through 9. And then I'm going to give you tools that a resilient person has that makes them resilient. You see, today, I can't change you, but I can give you the tools that will change you. I'm going to say that again. I can't change you, but I'm going to give you the tools and the resources and the strategy. And if you choose, and I think you will, to use the tools I'm going to give you, all of us, including myself, are going to become even more highly developed and having the power of resilience in our life. Are you ready for our journey? All right, Joshua 1, verse 6. Moses has died, that generation in the wilderness. It's a new leader, it's a new generation, and he's about to take them in to their promised land. He's about to lead them into their inheritance. Now, the Bible word for resilience is what? Courage. So let's look at it now. Be strong and of a good courage, or be resilient. What is that? An inner attitude of strength that leads to bold action, steps of action on the outside. It's the ability to adapt, not complain, not murmur or blame, not criticize or not make excuses, but it's the ability to, yes, there's adversity, yes, the road ahead is full of holes and all kinds of boulders and obstacles in the way, but greater is he that is in you than what is in front of you on the road you're traveling. So be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people you will divide for them. You're to take them in. You're to help their dream come to pass. You're to assist them. You're to equip them, which I swear to give unto their fathers. Verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous. Courageous means what? Resilient. That you may observe to do according to all the law. For you and I, that's the Bible, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Now, don't forget the relationship between Moses and Joshua. Joshua was the pupil. Moses was the teacher. Moses was the mentor. Joshua was the mentoree. Notice the law of association. The law of association. To all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, watch this now. Don't turn from the right or turn to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Let's extract another principle. Don't turn to the right or turn to the left. They asked Warren Buffett and they asked Bill Gates separately at different times. They weren't next to each other. They didn't hear each other. It was different times and different places. Give us one word that if it could describe your life, that would be the word. Give us one word that you would say depicts your life that is more important to you than anything else. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates said, focus, focus, focus. The adversities in your and my life comes to distract us. Our world through social media is more distractions than any other generation. Our world, your world, my world, this generation, we have more distractions than any other generation. And notice he's saying, focus on the word. Don't go to the left or the right. Concentrate. Focus. And then wherever you go, you will prosper. Notice it's up to you. It's up to me. If it's going to be, it's up to me. I can't put it on anybody else. I have to take people who are resilient, take responsibility for their own life. Next verse, verse 8. This book of the law, keep it in your mouth. This book of the law, keep it in your mouth. People who are resilient talk positive. People who are resilient manage their mouth. People who are resilient speak with intention. People who are resilient think before they talk. People who are resilient realize the weight of their words. The weight of their words. Death and life, death and life, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Keep the word in your mouth. Don't talk negative, don't talk lack or doubt or defeat, but talk the word of God. Talk faith. Meditate therein day and night. There it is, my brother and sister. There's the mental workout that in the secular, that was their key of these movers and shakers in the sports and business world. That's the key for you and I. Not some Mideastern cult, but take the word of God and meditate on it day and night. Let's extract this principle. Notice day and night, that speaks of a routine. Through routines, you build resilience. Through routine, your kids need boundaries and routines. Through routine, you build resilience. I have a nutrition coach, and my nutrition coach tells me I have to weigh in every day at the same time. I have to use the same scale. If I'm traveling, I have to take that scale with me, the same shorts, because she said it has to be the same time, the same scale, the same shorts. It has to be a ritual for you, a routine. Through routine, those of you who are gym owners, and we have several of you, those of you who are into the physical world, you will let every one of us know that best is that you work out the same time every day. It conditions your body to respond properly. Well, if the physical understands that we need a routine, shouldn't the spiritual understand we need a routine? The glue, I would write this down, the glue that holds our life together, the glue that holds our life together is our daily habits. Our daily habits. Show me your habit, I'll show you your future. Our daily habits. I'm a big vision guy. I'm a big A-type personality. I'm a big dreamer. But I could very easily get the destiny disease. The destiny disease. A lot of people have the destiny disease. You and I have a destiny. You and I have a future. You and I need a dream from God. But to get there, I'm going to have to focus on my daily routine. I'm going to have the habits that take me there. The habits that take me there. Am I helping somebody today? I'm going to have the daily process, the daily routine, the day and night. And when you get tired of day and night, switch night and day. You get tired of night and day, switch. Flip the switch, day and night. We need a daily routine. You won't be great by having a sloppy daily routine. Habits is what's kept Kim and I together for 48 years. Habits is the glue that's kept this church together for 38 years. Habits are the glue that puts your life together and holds your life together. I need to breathe. Can you give God praise? This book of the law, keep it in your mouth, meditate, get a routine, build the habits. That's the glue that you can observe to do all that is written therein. For then you, I love it, for then you will make your way prosperous. That speaks of somebody who takes responsibility for their life. And then you will have not just success. Remember, I'm your pastor who loves you and likes you. We're each other's kind of people. I don't want you to lose your spiritual walk trying to have success. I don't want you to lose your relationship with your son or your daughter. I don't want you to lose your relationship with your health, your walk with God, over trying to climb the corporate ladder or achieve the destiny disease. I want you, when you get there, to say, it is well with my soul. with your soul. It is well with your family. It is well with your health. I want you to say, Pastor, it's a good success, and it brings glory to the Most High God. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee? When God reminds us three times, he wants our attention. Be strong and of a good courage. What does courage mean? Resilience. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord your God. Now, we all get into fear. We all get depressed. But we sang it today. Daniel sang it today. He can turn my mourning into joy. He can turn my ashes into beauty. He can give me the oil of joy for the garment of praise, if we'll do that today. He said, don't be discouraged. Don't stay down. Don't stay negative. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Bounce back. When the righteous fall, they get up. They bounce back over every setback because of the Lord your God. He's going with you wherever you go. Now, I want to go right to tools that a person with resilience uses to develop their resilience. All right? These are tools. Characteristics and a tool of a resilient person. A, they have a daily workout. Remember the illustration. They have a daily workout. They don't miss. Now, for them, their meditation could be, but for you and I, it's the Word of God. And we'll talk more about that. Next, guys, tools. We do this because it changes our thoughts. When you change a thought, you change an attitude. When you change an attitude, you change a behavior. You change an action. When you're trying to correct your children, don't attack the behavior, attack their belief system. Because however they're believing, they're behaving. To attack their behavior, you're attacking the fruit. To attack their believing, you're getting at the root. You're getting at the root or the source of the problem. Because our thoughts turn into attitudes. And our attitudes turn into actions. And so our thoughts, our attitudes, and actions have to line up with the Word if you and I are going to be strong when we face adversity, to be able to bounce back, adapt, adjust, grow, learn, and move on with our life. That's why we have these daily mental workouts. What is it, Pastor? Have a little talk with Jesus. Go into our prayer closet. Call him up. Jesus on the main line. Next, guys, on the screen, they have positive self-talk. They have positive self-talk. It sets them apart. I have just enough psychology to be dangerous. I have my Associates of Arts in Psychology, and I've counseled people for 40 years. And here's what I know. I can try to help people. I can encourage them. I can empower them. I can try to lift them up. But if they go home that night and they get down on their self and they talk their self down, then everything I said was wasted. And it ran off their back like water off a duck's back. You've had that happen. You tried to help your kids, your grandkids, your peers, your friends, your husband, your wife, your mom, your dad, your coworker. You've tried to lift them up and you did the best you could do, but they still stayed down. There was no effect. There was no result. Why is that? Because as soon as they leave you in their presence by themselves, they begin to do negative self-talk. And psychologists tell us we believe ourselves more than we believe anybody else. Next. On the screen, guys, they have a positive future. They see a positive future. We sang it today. Better, better, better. Tomorrow's going to be better. This week is going to be. The last half of this year is going to be. Your future is going to be better. People with resilience, people who get hurt just like you and me, people who go through adversity just like you and me, what's the difference? What's the factor? They bounce back quicker because of the tools they have in their tool chest. Next, guys, they have a daily routine. They just don't get up and flip-flop. They live their life with intention. They live their life on purpose. They know that their destiny will be a disease if they're not doing daily habits that line up with their future. Next, guys, habits are the glue that puts and holds everything together in our life. Show me your habit. I'll show you your future. Next, focus on the process. You know, we can't just focus on the future. We need that. But we have to focus on the process. Or I want to say it this way. Stop focusing on what we don't have, what we can't do, where we can't go, especially with all the regulations right now. We've been so restricted. It's unhealthy. We've been so restrained. We've been so held back. But let's don't focus on what we can't do, where we can't go, what we can't have. Let's focus on what we can control. Let's focus on the controllables. And we can control our talk, our walk, our thoughts, our attitudes, and our habits. We can focus on not do we what we have or don't have. Listen, let's focus on who are you becoming? Focus on who are you becoming? Next tool in their tool chest, they take responsibility. They don't blame the white or the black or the brown or the red or the rich or the poor or the Democrat or the Republican. They take responsibility. They eliminate the victim mentality. Next, guys, tools. They have a dream from God. They have a dream from God. We're going to elaborate next week on that. I can't wait. Pray for me. A dream from God. Is your dream from God? Is your dream clear? Because a foggy dream will slow you down and bring confusion. Is it from God? Is it clear? Does it inspire you? Is it a reason to get up? You gotta have a reason to get up. Those who bounce back, they have a reason to work on their marriage. They have a reason to work on their relationship with their children. They have a reason to work on their skill set. They have a reason to get closer to God. They have a reason. They have a dream from God. Tools, characteristics of a person who's resilient. Next, remember the dream daily. Let's go on because we'll come back next week. Next, guys, they see it clearly. Next, appreciate the guys helping me. Reason, next. Got to get out there and get that ice cream before it melts. Amen, everybody. Strong, healthy relationships. Where'd you get that at, Pastor? Oh, you didn't forget Moses, Joshua. Moses, Joshua. The law of association. Who you hang with, you become. Show me your friends, that's your future. You never rise above your top five people in your life, their income, their skill, or wisdom. Your friends in your life have to have those who are resilient, they have strong, healthy relationships. Some of us need to let some of our relationships leave our life. Some of us need to examine our relationships. Who is subtracting from your life? Who is adding to your life? Who is dividing, bringing strife and division into your life? Who is a multiplier and is multiplying your life? We need to eliminate, we need to examine, we need to attract, we need to disconnect, because we need to make it strong, healthy relationships. I'm 67 years young. I got born again when I was 11. My dad was a deacon, my mom a Sunday school superintendent. I grew up in the church. I've been in the ministry for 40-some years. Pastored the same church, this great church, y'all, for 38 years. I've had a long journey with God. Kim and I have been married 48 years. Wonderful family. But I'm going to tell you this. I wouldn't have made it this year. Me. I wouldn't be here today, 1 year later from COVID, if it wasn't for the strong relationships in my life. I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it through COVID. Can I just be transparent with you today? It was the relationships from God that's got me through, leading you through this year of COVID. You've got to have strong, healthy relationships. A Moses for a Joshua. Who's your Moses? Who's that person in your life that brings stability, strength, that will correct you, that will love you, that will bring out your potential, that will believe in you, that will hold your back for you, that will fight life through with you? Come on, let's thank God for it. The most important thing in life is not things, it's relationships. Come on, everybody. As the team comes out, next page, guys, the guys are helping me big time. How do you build strong, healthy relationships? How do you do that, Pastor? Honesty. Honesty. You can't build a strong relationship through being dishonest. It takes honesty. Number two, that builds trust. You can't have a great, strong relationship without trust. You need to do everything you can to build trust. Every week at the offering, you hear me talk about all the projects. You hear me share them with you and give you the victories. If you're a kingdom builder in this church, you get a monthly financial report every month, where every nickel and dime, most churches do it once a year, if that. We do it every month. I give updates on where we're at and what we need and what's going on, the victories and the challenges. What is that? Honesty. And what is that? It builds trust. Trust. Without trust, you cannot have a strong, healthy relationship. And then number three, what do you need for that? Strong. You need respect. There's got to be mutual respect. Now, I said this in the 9 o'clock service, and they all made me feel like a dirty, rotten sinner. But yesterday, on my Apple phone, I was listening to Aretha Franklin. I'm telling the God's truth, man. I was listening to Aretha, and she was singing. Give me some of the R.E.S. You're a bunch of heathens like me, aren't you? You know, her daddy was a pastor. You know that, right? She played the organ in the church. I like Aretha. And I was listening, I was thinking of my sermon when I thought we'd have a little blurb, but then I might got a rock thrown at me, so I got room to grow. Got to have respect one for another to build a strong, healthy relationship. Number four, self-awareness of how I talk and how I act around them. Self-awareness of how I talk and how I act around them. Pastor, I don't understand that. I've been around people, I've had the privilege to be around people, many of you have too. People who have been around presidents, kings, movers and shakers, and I would be with them, and as soon as I said something, I knew I said the wrong thing. You ever done that? And I knew immediately I was disconnected. I remember one time I was in an elevator in Dallas with Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar, remember him? He's in heaven. I was in an elevator with Zig Ziglar in Dallas, and we were talking, Peter Daniels, him, Chick-fil-A guy that started Chick-fil-A, other guy. And I remember I said something, and as soon as I said it, I knew, you doofus. And I know, disconnect right there from Zig Ziglar. What is that? Protocol. You need to learn protocol. Because if we're going to build strong, healthy relationships, we need to know each other's history. We need to understand one another, respect one another, trust one another, and be honest with one another. And be aware of how I'm talking and how I'm acting in their presence. There is a protocol. And number five, it must be, I learned this the hard way, there must be a win-win relationship. For a strong, healthy relationship, you have to win and they have to win. If you're the only one coming out better, that's unhealthy, that's dysfunctional, it won't last in the storm. There's got to be a win-win. For those strong, healthy relationships, you got to add value to them and they add value to you. You got to do something for them and they got to do something for you. It can't be one-sided. One-sided is ministry. When you have a win-win, it's called fellowship. Oh, I hope you got that. To have a strong, healthy relationship, we have to ask. Last Wednesday night, I taught on it. Last Wednesday night service. I have to be a servant and add value to the other person. What can I do today to help you? What can I do today to lighten the load for you? And it has to be two-way street to have healthy relationships. I wouldn't have made it. I would not be here this May for this year, all we've gone through together. See, not only am I leading you, I'm leading my family. And not only my family, but myself. And to whom much is given, much more is required. I'm under much more pressure than anybody in this room or across the nation watching right now. And so I wouldn't have made it, no way, except for the godly, wonderful, blessed, strong relationships in my life. That's why the most important thing in life is not, but it's relationships. Amen, everybody. Did you get something today? I'm done.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.